But why don't we, for this purposes, why don't we call the meeting to order at 9:31? And if you could have a roll call of committee members. Jennifer?
Yes, sir. Commissioner Sandy?
I'm on.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Izzo?
He's here.
You're muted, but.
We see you.
Yes, here. Thank you, Curtis.
Okay, we have the a quorum for the committee.
Okay, and for people on Teams, why don't we identify who's in the room here at AEA?
Okay.
Karen Turner, HR Director.
Jennifer Bertolini.
Curtis Thayer and
Mark Billingsley, Los Energy Authority.
Clay Copeland, AEA Board Chair.
And the next item would be the agenda approval. And just for right now, I would suggest we add the election or selection of a chair be under new business.
I second.
Okay. I can't make the motion.
I move to approve the agenda with the amendment to add election of a new board chair under new business.
All right. Is there a second?
Tony Izzo, second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, since this is by Teams, we need to have a roll call vote.
Okay. Commissioner Sandy? Okay, she's muted, but we see her there. And Ms. Miller?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer. I didn't hear you call me, but yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I apologize. And Mr. Izzo?
I vote yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Okay, next item on the agenda is the public comments for 2 minutes per person. Is there anybody online that wishes to have a public comment?
Okay, if there's anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9. Okay, there's no public comments.
Okay, and there is nobody in the room other than the staff mentioned and the board chair, so we will close public comments. There are no old business, which is number 5. So number 6 would be the election or selection of a chair of the personnel committee for AEA. And with that, I guess we'll look for nominations or selections from the committee members. And from that point on, then the new chair can take over. Is there any volunteers that would like to be chair? We promise it's not a heavy lift.
Look, Curtis, this is Tony Izzo. I would it would be my pleasure to nominate Jen Miller, but I think that we're a small enough group that we can figure this out. I didn't hear Jen's hand go up, and I would also offer to serve whatever is the will of the body.
Jen, do you have any comments to that?
Tony, if you'd be willing to serve, I would take you up on that. But if not, I can do it.
I would anticipate just for that. We do have today's meeting, possibly one or more two others, just on evaluation, and then it's as needed for the committee for the balance of the year. So it's not a regularly scheduled meeting. So that's just to keep that in mind.
Again, at the will of the, with the will of the group, I'm happy to serve. I'm also happy to support others.
Okay, Commissioner Sandy, do you have any comments on this?
Based on the discussion and knowing that there's no possible way with my schedule that it could be well done if I did it, I would just nominate Tony then with Jen as the backup, if that works for everybody.
Okay, it looks like we have a slate of a chair and a vice chair. Commissioner Sandy made the motion. Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for Tony to be chair of the Personnel Committee, with vice chair being Jen Miller. And if we could have a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Sandy.
Yes.
Ms. Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Izzo.
Tony Izzo, I'll make it unanimous. Yes.
Okay, the motion carries.
Okay, with that, our first item of new business is the personnel guidelines and policies. And Tony, you have the gavel.
Thank you, Curtis. Just on a technical note, I'm online and I'm switching between screens looking at the agenda. I see we have, I have it. The under item 6A, the AEA personnel guidelines and policies. Do we have someone that can provide us an overview of this item? And maybe that's, I'll turn it to you, Curtis, from maybe Karen.
Yes. Yes, I'll take it here and I'll turn it over to Karen. Let me just give a little bit of a background, and that is the last time we had an updated employee policy guidelines was back in 2015. It was a joint guidelines and policies with ADA, because we were both shared employee. We were shared employees with ADA. And with that, it's been actually a goal of mine that we update the policy and guidelines. And so we've done that, and then we have the separation between ADA and AEA, so that caused us to kind of take a pause and reevaluate or redo the policy and guidelines. Karen has taken the lead on putting this together. We had Dr. Sin, who used to be our HR director, hired as a consultant to work through this process, and then Tim and I have reviewed multiple times. And the final product is before you, and I will turn it over to Karen on kind of some of the background and the highlights of the personnel and guidelines for 2025 for AEA.
Good morning. I am slightly under the weather, so please forgive me for that. As far as highlights and overview, the enhancements that have been made are ones that were necessary. Clearly, things have changed since 2015 when the last one was updated. But if you've had a chance to review, I think you will find that the information included is useful, pertinent, helps make sure that our employees are well informed of what our policies and expectations are. But of course, we look forward to any suggestions that you might have. In making sure that we're providing the best possible information and product to our employees.
And on that point, one thing I would like to put in, just for the record, is state employees are governed by the administrative manual, and that has been adopted in there. So when you look at travel policy, when you look at leave, retirement, health care, all that is the same as the state of Alaska. And then we've augmented it with specific items directly related to AEA and expectations. And once this is reviewed and we move this forward, then all the employees will be given a copy of this and a one page acknowledging that they have seen this and they have read it. And then that will be put in their personnel file to make sure that everybody's up to speed as far as the employee policies and guidelines going forward.
All right. Additionally, I do plan to have some lunch and learns for employees in case there are specific things, or there are some actually specific things I will probably want to make sure that they're aware of, especially for any changes I think are pertinent. But I want to make sure that I have some in-person meetings with employees to make sure they understand what's going on.
Karen, so can you just high level, are there any major changes or differences between the state handbook and personnel policies for AEA?
One of the changes that they've already been through, but it's in policy now, is We changed when we do performance evaluations. We used to do them in the month of their anniversary date, for example, but I moved them all to all the performance evaluations need to be done October, November time period. It was just difficult for managers to get them done in a timely manner. They were all getting done, but some of them were behind, and then their merit increases are delayed, and it creates, I believe, you know, it's not fair to payroll in Juneau when we have to do retros and things like that. So we did make that modification. The merit increases still happen in the month they're supposed to, but we do the evaluations all at one time. And we then, I can also help all of the managers at one time monitor the process and help them with whatever they need help with. And I also, when I sent them into Juneau, they were actually very appreciative. They got them at the same time. They reviewed them. If there were any, like if somebody put another employee's name in their evaluation, for example, I trained, you know, Jennifer on such and such. You know, we needed those things removed. So I think Juneau actually also appreciated getting them all at one time so they could review them all at one time and get those all finalized. So I mean, that was a change, and it required some individual communication with employees who were confused about if we're doing the performance evaluation right now, do I get my merit increase now? So, I mean, it was just some communication, and this way holding some meetings with employees will allow me to address those things collectively, and then I assume, you know, others would have questions, and we can get those answered at the same time.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate that, and that all makes sense to me. I just wanted to know if there was anything, you know, just high level that employees, anything that had been communicated to the employees or would be communicated to employees that would cause frustration or that caused them to come to the board so that we would be prepared for that.
I don't believe that's the case. And I didn't identify any major changes. I mean, there's some extra clarifications in there for things, but if anything, I think it provides more information. This document is considerably more robust than the previous one. So I think this clarifies things as opposed to creating more confusion.
On that point, you know, when we did a lot of this, when we look at the benefits, whether it be holiday or leave accrual or compensation, hours that work, things had changed in the administrative code since 2015. So that information was updated. And then where we have office employee and conduct, that is a section that we have like our dress code, our delegation of authority, our external communications, where there are internal policies of how we operate. We had those policies. We didn't really have a central place to put them. Sorry, we were trying to catch a microphone. And so a lot of that is stuff that we had in place, but we didn't have it in one location. And so it was good that we put it in the employee handbook, and then we actually put in an appendix. So as things change, we can pull them out of the appendix and put them and put the new one into the appendix rather than the document itself, which is a much better way of doing things. As far as trying, as we update this going forward, if we change, you know, let's just say we change the office policy on dress code. We can pull the memo out, put it in the back, and we have it, and we don't have to change the whole document. We can just change the appendix. And so that was hopefully to help with the employees to locate and understand the policies and procedures that we've put in place over the last 9 years or 10 years.
Curtis, is this, I don't want to make the assumption that it is a relatively new board. Maybe you could confirm for me. I would assume that in today's date, this is something that's available online, gets updated. Employees can access it through your intranet. Or on the other hand, is it a, you know, manual product only that gets physically updated?
No, it is an electronic version, and that was a change, too, is we have the electronic version, and employees can access it that way also.
We'll be able to. It is not posted at this time. We wanted you to take a look at it and see if there are any concerns or changes you had first, and then it will be posted on our internal intranet.
Great. Thank you, Kat. Other board members, other members of the committee, Jen, you have a question?
Yes. Yeah, Karen and Curtis, thanks for all your work on this. I read through it in December and thought it was comprehensive and nicely put together. Are there any, you know, as a board member, are there any kind of heartburn areas that employees have or policies that they would be, you know, hoping changed or looking to change just so that we have a heads up there or context there?
Generally speaking, no. Employees always want more remote work days, but I think we have a very generous policy on that. So, I mean, we get some questions on it, but we've been very consistent on our role on that. And after 6 months, employees can request 2 days a week to work remotely. That's what we get questions on, but once we explain, employees are like, okay, well, 2 days is great. As opposed to no days.
That's very fair. Okay, thank you.
In addition to any other comments or questions, I believe we have an action item with this that we'll need to consider taking up at some point. I think a motion was provided.
Actually, the motion is to go into executive session for another item, but this would probably be something where the board, since it's a personnel matter, and it's more something to vote to accept the document than approve the document, only because the board has authority over the executive director, but not the employees. But I think it's important that the board accept the document as the policy thing so we can get it out to the employees. So there's an acknowledgement that clearly the board has seen this, or I should say the personnel committee has seen this, and this is a document that they support.
Curtis, maybe a suggestion. My thought, and again, I look to you and Julie and others for guidance here, is that this would be something that the personnel committee might consider making a recommendation to take to the board for, you know, for acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I intended with a, you know,
yes,
with a motion,
yes,
just
yes,
to get
yeah.
just for the committee to get a sense of what are we going to tell the rest of the board on next week's regular meeting in terms of you know, mm-hmm. do we have questions, concerns, or are we you know, do we accept it as presented?
Right. No, that makes perfect sense.
Tony, I could make a motion of support. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Hey, Jen Miller here. I hereby move to that the Personnel Committee support the AEA Employee Policies and Guidelines 2024 final version as provided and recommend to the board to approve this document for release.
I will, this is Tony Izzo, I'll gladly second that. Any discussion, comments, or questions? And I'll kick it to you, Commissioner Sandy. Do you have anything additional?
No, nothing from me, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Then, Jennifer, if we could proceed with just a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes, thank you.
The motion carries.
Great. Thanks, Curtis. Thanks, Karen. That's quite a lift for 10 years and with the separation of the board. Like Jen mentioned, I too reviewed some of this and information that Karen had sent out prior to the end of the year. And good work. It'd be nice to get this, you know, in front of the board next week and out to employees and updated. Next up on the agenda is executive session. Are there matters that require an executive session? Defer to the rest of the committee or Curtis?
I believe I'll defer that to Karen, and I believe that there is.
And Yes, the executive session is to discuss the executive director's annual performance evaluation.
Terrific. Thank you. I'll seek a motion to go into executive session to discuss confidential personnel issues.
Great. Jen Miller, I move that the personnel committee enter into an executive session to discuss confidential personnel issues. This is supported by the Open Meetings Act, AS 4462310, which allows a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In the case the personnel committee believes that these subjects that these are subjects which would have an adverse effect on the finances of AEA or are protected by law due to rules protecting personnel privacy and certain business information.
This is Tony Izzo. I'll second the motion.
Okay. Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Yeah. And this is Chris.
Okay. You're back on the record, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We concluded an executive session. There were no matters before the board that were discussed requiring action. No action was taken in executive session. We're ready to move on to item number 8, member comments. And Jen, I'll start with you.
Okay, thanks, Tony. I'd just like to thank Karen and Curtis for all your work on the employee handbook. Those are a heavy lift, and they also deserve, you know, take a fine-tooth comb to make sure everything correlates and lines up properly. And I know it's a big lift, so just want to say thank you for doing that and for the preparation for the performance evaluation discussion. And, appreciate being part of this committee. Thanks.
I know Commissioner Sandy had to drop off. We're running a little bit over. I would echo Jen's comments. Thank you, Karen. Appreciate all your work in getting these things updated. Thank you, Curtis. Feel good about our first personnel committee. I think we're on the right track. And that's it. Curtis, do you have anything, any comments prior to adjournment?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Jen Miller, I move to adjourn the personnel committee meeting.
Tony Izzo, I second. It's unanimous. Thank you all.